Let's go to the news line. Joining us this morning, Colorado Springs Mayor John Southers. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Renee and Shannon. How are you?
We're fantastic. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Shoveled a little snow this morning, but other than that, I'm good.
Yeah. Are you ready for day three of snow? This is not common for for our area, Mayor. Well,
it's been a burden on the snowplow business.
The budget, I bet. Yeah. So what happens with that? Like, I know you kind of plan like a certain amount, you know, annually, and I guess this year we're kind of pushing that.
We are pushing it. It obviously, in a calendar or fiscal year, we have spring snow and we have end of the year snow. Obviously, we just moved into 2020, so we still got plenty of money in the budget. But when it runs out, is at the end of the, you know, if we have a bunch of November and December snow. But in a city like this, we obviously plan for it, and if we have to go in the reserves one year to do it, we do it, because you can't not plow the major arterials.
And right. I noticed many potholes opening up that, you know, those potholes just plague our city, don't they?
Well, that's exactly right. When we have a thaw cycle like we do, no matter how much new road construction you're doing, and we're doing an awful lot of it,
yeah.
You're going to have a lot of potholes, and you get on them as soon as you can, but we plan on, in the warmer months, you know, filling lots of them. I think last year we filled 90,000 potholes, and I suspect we'll be in that area again this year.
90,000 potholes, that's a lot. That's amazing.
And, by the way, I'd encourage anybody to use the Colorado Springs app, which is a free app, to report any pothole. All you have to do is take a picture of it, and that will tell us by GPS where it is, and typically it will be repaired within a week or 10 days.
That's fantastic. Take a pic, send it in, and it's done. Perfect. Okay, Mayor, so guess what? We can finally talk about it. Project Rodeo!
Yes. The worst-kept secret in Colorado Springs is now revealed. Project Rodeo was, in fact, a very large Amazon distribution facility, 4 million square feet, make it one of the largest buildings, if not the largest building in the Rocky Mountain states, and starting with 1,000 new employees, and obviously these are good jobs with benefits and all that sort of thing. So we're delighted to welcome Amazon to town. As you know, we laughed about this. We were legally obliged to call it Project Rodeo until they told us otherwise. But, you know, there were job fairs going on and all that sort of thing. So it was getting pretty humorous, frankly.
It was getting well known, I know. I know someone who is actually employed on this project, but we couldn't mention what the project was. He couldn't. Let me ask you this, Mayor. Now that we're talking about so much development in that area, do you think it's going to attract even more business to start popping up in that same location or in that same
absolutely.
Area?
First of all, you don't put 1,000 jobs in a place without corresponding development. These people need to eat places, need to get gas places, things like that. The council just approved two hotels going in on Milton Proby Boulevard going into the airport. We also just, I guess about 3 weeks ago, Renee announced a Forest Service facility there for fighting fires throughout the Rocky Mountain State. So there's no question that the airport business park, this is just the beginning. It's really going to take off.
Absolutely. Yeah, that business park, I have a feeling, Mayor, pretty soon is going to be built up and full. So
I don't think it will take too long, Renee. I really don't.
Yeah. Mayor, do you have time to stick around for one more break? We'd love to talk about the push for U.S. Space Command. We know that's happening with the chamber. Also, very excited, the museum opening up in a couple of months. Do you have time to stick around?
Sure do.
Okay, perfect. 7:40 now, we'll have more with Colorado Springs Mayor John Southers coming up in just a bit. KRDO News Radio. Let's head back to the news line this morning. Joining us, Colorado Springs Mayor John Southers. And Mayor, we know how Colorado Springs rallies, and the chamber is leading a charge once again. And with President Trump coming in tomorrow for a rally, lots of red shirts heading out. U.S. Space Command want that home to stay here.
You bet, and I really appreciate the Chamber's effort in this. We are the home of U.S. Space Command. and we want to become the permanent home. We know that the Space Force will be headquartered in Washington, D.C., but we want to be the operational arm of it. And we've got a great case. Obviously, we've been the epicenter of U.S. and military involvement in space. And we think that moving anyplace else would be billions of dollars in expense. This is the right place for it, no hurricanes, things like that. And we're going to make the best case we can. I obviously will be officially greeting the president in a governmental capacity at the airport, and you can bet I'll be welcoming to you know, the best city on the face of the earth, as well as the existing and would like to be permanent home of U.S. Base Command.
You know, Mayor, I know you remember the time when, you know, the we talk about base closures and post closures and stuff like that, and remember the chamber and another group leading the charge for the Fort Carson, you know, to when all the government officials were coming around and kind of seeing how that goes. But I mean, the president, I think, is going to see quite the welcoming committee with red shirts, aren't they? Isn't he?
Yeah, I think that's true. And, you know, it can't hurt.
Right.
I've always said if it's a merit decision, we feel very, very good about our chances and anything we can do to let the White House know that this community really values, obviously, its military presence and Space Command in particular.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Mayor, really quick before we have to let you go, we're running up against the clock. I mean, literally, we have been talking about this for a long time. It's so exciting. The museum opening up in a couple months, Robeson, the groundbreaking just last weekend for the arena on CC, and the groundbreaking, right, for the soccer stadium.
So many construction cranes are going to be
going
up.
Oh, my gosh, in downtown.
Colorado Springs.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing, and it's exciting. I mean, I don't know if you saw the front page of the Gazette this morning. They've got a picture of a contractor installing the scoreboard for the Miracle on Ice.
Oh, did they do that?
And,
oh,
you know,
yeah, amazing.
USA 4, Russia 3. that's one of the exhibits at the Olympic Museum. Mm-hmm. I've had a tour of it, and all I can tell you, it's going to be unbelievable. Now, when I had the tour, all the electronics weren't in and all the interactive displays, but this is going to be... It's been named one of the most anticipated buildings in the United States for 2020. When New York Times said we're one of the 50 places in the world that ought to be visited in 2020, they pointed out the U.S. Olympic Museum, Olympic and Paralympic Museum, as one of the attractions. So, yeah, it's really, really exciting stuff. And I'm so excited that we've been able to pull off the City for Champions projects. Both the downtown arena and stadium are on their way, and gosh, a lot of hard work went into it, and I'm very, very grateful to Bob Cope, the Economic Development Director from the city, and Jeff Green, and all the folks that have done so much work.
Yeah, it's going to be an exciting next couple of months and years as everything gets built. Well, Colorado Springs Mayor John Southers, thank you so much. We're up against the clock. We got to go, but thank you so much this morning.
Thank you. Take care. Have a good week.
You
All
too.
Right.
We'll talk
See
with you soon. Yes, it is 7:52 now, KRDO's Morning News.